This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erftstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. "We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart," he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue effort. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Afghan politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress, with time running out before the foreign troops' full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel on Saturday denounced what he said was a false narrative over unrest on the Caribbean island. Speaking during a rally alongside former President Raúl Castro and before thousands of supporters, he decried what he said was the dissemination of false images on social networks that encourage and glorify the outrage and destruction of property. Díaz-Canel's comments come days after historic demonstrations against the communist government. Thousands of Cubans took to the streets in 40 cities around the island shouting freedom, down with the dictatorship, and we're hungry. One person died and more than 100 were arrested. Cuba cut off internet access on the island last Sunday for 3 days after the protests erupted. It was restored on Wednesday, but social media and messaging apps such as Facebook, WhatsApp, and Twitter remained blocked on 3G and 4G networks. President Joe Biden said Saturday the Justice Department intends to appeal a federal judge's ruling that deemed an Obama-era program that has protected hundreds of thousands of young immigrants illegal. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program has allowed thousands of young people who were brought illegally into the United States as children or overstayed visas to live, work, and remain in the country. Many of the recipients, commonly known as Dreamers, have now been in the U.S. for a decade or longer. Friday's ruling leaves the program intact for existing recipients, but bars the government from approving any new applications. In a statement, President Biden calls the decision deeply disappointing, saying it relegates hundreds of thousands of young immigrants to an uncertain future. He says the Justice Department will appeal the ruling, but urged Congress to move forward with legislation to permanently protect those covered by the program. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tokyo Olympic organizers have reported the first case of COVID-19 at the athletes' village, further stoking fears of a super spreader event when the Olympics get underway. Reuters' Gloria So reports.
The organizers confirmed that a visitor from abroad who was involved in organizing the games had tested positive during a routine test on Friday. The person's nationality was not revealed due to privacy concerns. It's the first case found in the athletes' village, where a majority of the 11,000 competitors will be staying. So far, more than 40 people involved in the games, including both domestic and foreign nationals, have tested positive. This year's games are being held mostly without spectators under tight quarantine rules.
That's Reuters' Gloria So. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.